I came here since 1975 because my father is a lieutenant colonel in the South Vietnamese Army, and he was the first that was trained by the American for the Green Beret Special Force. So we are very proud to be able to connect, you know, and to support, to have the support from the American soldiers to help us to escape Vietnam. So that's when, you know, my father found out that the communists is invading Vietnam and, you know, it's time for us to move, to get out. I was dramatic because I remember, even though I was a young age at the time, but I was enjoying playing games with my cousins. And my father came home and he said, we gotta leave, we gotta pack, we gotta leave now. The country is overrun and the communists gonna be in any, you know, hours at the time, because I still remember it was April 29, 1975. And nobody believed him because they said, well, how? I mean, we're in war with the communists for so many years, we always won. Why are we leaving this time? It probably just a rumors. So, but my dad said, nope, this time is for real, we gotta leave. So we packed everything in like within 10, 15 minutes. And we jumped in my father's Jeep. You know, and he has a couple of his soldiers that's still there at the time. And that's when we get out from Saigon. We escape with my father boat, and then it's got malfunction. Something wrong with the mechanicals, you know, in the boat. So we got drifted in the ocean for a couple of days. And we were so scared that the communists would come out and get us. And luckily, there was another boat. They called it boat people, you know, a fishing boat. And because my father's, he had soldier with guns. And so the other side, they needed protection. And we needed a boat that could, you know, as working. So they let us come aboard with their ship. And then we drifted there for like another 3-4 days before the American ship picked us up. And then we went to Philippine camp for like a couple months. And then from there, we go to another camp, Wake Island. And then from there, we go to Arkansas. And then we waited for a sponsor to come to Rochester. What I have here, it wouldn't be without all the veterans that sacrificed their lives. You know, and I feel really bad now that I'm a mother too, of a son that is active. I understand how the parents feel. And now I know why, you know, they're against the war. They didn't not get against the war because of the Vietnamese people or, you know, anything, because they care for their loved one. And I understand that. And I just wanted the, you know, veteran to understand that we Vietnamese people, and I'm not just saying for my family or myself, that I know most of my friends living here, we really, really deeply appreciative of everything they have done.